100th show.
My goodness.
Which is quite amazing, especially to still be number one at 300. Les Moonves was telling me that this is television history.
It is, and you've got the formula, and you've got it right, and I think it has a lot to do with your leader, not only your leader on the program, but your leader behind the scenes.
Well, Mark is our leader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the avuncular type that sort of... I avoid the head slap, shall we say.
Well, Mark Harmon is pretty near and dear to us here in Oklahoma City because of all the wonderful charitable work he does here every year.
Really, and he's so quiet about it. We never hear about it.
Yeah.
And I know he does all sorts of wonderful, wonderful... He just takes part in so many wonderful occasions.
David McCallum is with us. He is most notably Ducky from NCIS, but also has been... for years and years and years, and it only makes sense to me with the many different roles that you've played, David, that you would write a novel, Once a Crooked Man.
Well, I didn't really sit down to write a novel. I just sat down one day. I had time off. I was probably out of work because I had started with the premise that an actor is handed a suitcase with $1 million in it and what would happen. But in that way, the thing sort of wrote itself over the years. It was never meant to be published. It was an exercise in putting words on the page. And about 5 years ago, I took the manuscript out and thought, this is crazy. I put a lot of effort into this. Why don't I finish it? And I heard yesterday that we've gone to a third printing in less than a month. So Once a Crooked Man really wrote itself.
Give us a synopsis of what it's about.
Well, the actor gets... Well, I forget the money... He overhears a conversation in Queens, New York, where someone is actually going to be killed over in London. And nobody knows that he's overheard it. And he thinks to himself, you know, I can't really leave this alone. I have to go warn this poor individual. And by doing that, he changes his life completely and the lives of a whole stack of other people. But just as I never intended to write a novel, he never really intends all the things that happen in the book.
You got a lot of humor in this book, too, with some of the jabs and some of the names of the different characters.
Yes, so I hear, yes. you know, developing a writing style is something that you don't do consciously. Obviously, the way I was taught at school, all the books I've read over my lifetime, the way my brain functions, produces... the style of writing. And the interesting thing for me is they want a second book. So now I have to sit down and write without consciously thinking about the first book, but at the same time taking my friend Harry Murphy, the leading protagonist, he's going to go into the second book. And it's just very interesting to see whether and how I develop that whole style in another book.
David McCallum, you know him from NCIS as Ducky, the man from U.N.C.L.E. My favorite role was, because it had such a great cast, was The Great Escape. But then you also have read and done a lot of audiobook work. So did you draw upon the many books that you did on tape anything or gleam anything to put into this?
Well, I didn't actually put anything in from that, but it was reading all books on tape that actually got me started, because I would sit in that little studio reading. I think on the occasion, the particular one occasion, it was a Jack Higgins novel.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wait a minute, I can do this.
And
that's what I went home and with a somewhat conceit sat down and started to write. And I know the first efforts were absolutely pathetic. So I knew I had to study and work in order to learn how to put the words on the page.
You've said it, you've put it perfectly, conceit, because there's many times I'm reading a novel of my favorite genre, and I think to myself, oh, I could have done better than that.
Yeah, it's great until you actually sit down, put your butt on a seat and try, and then you realize what a great deal of effort, and it's a very great industry to sit down and write a book.
You've done so many years of performing on stage and in front of the camera. Did you develop any rituals before and after a performance that you could use in your writing?
No, obviously, you know, you write about what you know. Therefore, Harry's life as an actor, the background of going for auditions and things, that's part of parcel of the stories. But not really. Nothing that I would say was specific.
Or any experiences that you were like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and say it. Sometimes you're called upon as an actor to play a role that you don't necessarily like the character you're playing. Did you find yourself having to write about something you didn't necessarily want to write about?
No. Harry's a very easygoing character. So when things would happen to him, you'd write that, whatever that was, within that part of the book. And that would lead you to the next part. They say some authors sit down and write some outline of the entire book.
Yeah.
And that allows them then to sit down and write the book. I don't think I can do that. I can get a very good idea in my head of where I'm going. But I think I have to sit down and actually begin the book and see what happens to Harry and then let what may happen.
And
what may, shall we say.
But that must be because of your classical acting training. You don't need to be directed. You kind of see where the character's going.
Yeah, and also the style that I have in writing is definitely cinematic. I mean, I do visually see what's happening in my head. And cut, let's go here, let's go there. You know, that's definitely part of it.
Once a Crooked Man is the book. It's written by David McCallum. You know him from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. You also have seen him on NCIS playing Ducky, which is an adorable character, and I think is perfectly cast by you. The rest of the cast in NCIS is perfectly cast.
To be together with that many people for 13 years is amazing. And it's been a tremendous journey, tremendous.
Especially in this day and age of television shows that die very quickly on the vine.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how long we go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm not exactly a spring chicken.
Well, I
got to keep my body and my mind active, and I don't want to see Ducky coming into the autopsy suite with a walker. I don't think it would work.
No, but that a couple seasons back when it was the heart attack, you had me and the lovely wife pretty scared.
Yes. Well, they came to me and said, "Would I be, have a heart attack at the end of the season?" I said, "If I've signed a contract for next year, yes."
Excellent. Once a Crooked Man is the book. David McCallum has written it. He's also an actor. And, when I read a well-written book, David, I try to think of certain actors playing the role so I can kind of hear their voices doing that. Do you have anybody, if movie rights come your way, that you would see playing your lead character?
No, I have absolutely no idea at all. And I'm really looking forward to that if it happens. That would be wonderful. That would be great.
Once a Crooked Man, look for it at your favorite bookstore, including the bookstore here in the basement of the Matthews Mansion. I imagine it's also available at Amazon?
Yes, indeed, and Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide, as they say.
And he's working on the sequel, so do you have a timeline when that would be worked out?
They would like it by the end of September, which I think is wishful thinking in a way, but at least it says, all right, David, you got 3 hours, let's get the butt on the seat,
David McCallum, thank you for joining us today on News Radio 1000 KTOK and all of your multi-talents.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.